A court has blocked that part of Trump's order for now. Still, Camardella says the problem is
nobody really understands what illegal DEI means.
He says nothing about federal anti-discrimination law has changed. In fact, he believes there's nothing wrong with a company carrying on with what it had been doing, looking at its pay practices or its hiring or its outreach to ensure it's complying with the law.
However, there may be a perception that somehow that smacks of illegal DEI.
I'm very concerned.
Jenny Yang headed the Labor Department office that enforced the 1965 executive order under President Biden. That office investigated employers in all kinds of industries, tech, manufacturing, construction. In 2020, Princeton University agreed to pay more than $1 million in back wages and salary adjustments to about 100 female professors after the government found pay disparities. The university denied it had discriminated against women, but agreed to look more closely at its pay practices. Jenny Yang says the Office of Federal Contractor Compliance Programs, or OFCCP, can claim many successes.
So in the last decade, OFCCP recovered, for example, over $100 million for women who were victims of discrimination.
Now under Trump, that office is expected to be largely dismantled since its primary task is gone. The Labor Department has not confirmed when that's going to happen. Trump says ending illegal discrimination will allow people to compete based on merit,